So let's review. Our shiur began with the continuation of the Mishnah. V'chein ha-goydeles, v'chein ha-koycheles, v'chein ha-pekeses. Likewise, a woman who braids her hair, paints her eyes, or straightens her hair. Rashi gives a second explanation of ha-pekeses as a woman who puts dough on her face to redden it. These three halachas are subject to the machloikis. Reb Elazar mechayev, v'chacham oisim mishum shvus. According to Reb Elazar, it's asim midei raisa, and according to the Chacham, it's only asim midei rabbanan. The Gemara tries to identify which malach is violated when a woman does these three things. Amr b'oven, amr b'yisib b'chanina. Goydeles mishum ayregis. Braiding is considered weaving. Koycheles mishum koyseves. Painting her eyes is considered writing. Pekeses mishum tove. Straightening her hair is considered spinning. Rabbi Avohu argues because these are unusual ways to do these malachas. Therefore he says, koycheles mishum tzevas. Painting her eyes is considered to be dying. The Gemara quotes a braisa that applying any makeup on the face is considered seveya. Goydeles to pekeses mishum baina. Both braiding and straightening the hair is considered baina, building. We learn that braiding hair can be called baina because Chazal interpret vayivenes atzela, Hashem built Chava to mean shekila hakadosh baruch hu lechava, Hashem braided Chava's hair. Regarding all these three activities, Reb Shimon ben Elazar oimer, la'atma petura lechaver techayeves. She is only chayev if doing it on another person. But since she cannot do a good job of it on herself, she is potter if she does it on herself. All of the above is according to Reb Elazar, who holds that these activities are asa midereisa. According to the Chacham, these are only asa midrabanan, because this is not the usual way to do these malachas. The Gemara then discusses other activities that are asa to do on Shabbos. Tan Rabban, hachoylev, v'amachavitz, v'amagavin, kigregris. One is only chayev for milking an animal, straining milk, and making cheese, if he did these things in the measure of at least a gregris, a dried fig. After Rav Nachman bar Gurya failed to explain clearly which malacha each of these activities is associated with, the Gemara explains that milking is mefarik, removing something from inside something else, which is a toldav dash. Straining milk is bayur, sorting. Making cheese is bayna, building. Hamachabed v'hamirabitz v'haroy dechalas dvash. Sweeping a dirt floor, sprinkling water on the dirt floor to keep the dust down, and removing honeycombs from a beehive are all aser on Shabbos. Reb Elazar holds that these things are all aser midei raisa. Hamachabit v'hamarabits are considered bainer for filling holes in the ground. V'haroi d'chalas dvash is considered toilish, detaching from the ground. We find a pasuk, v'yitful isa b'yaris dvash, which compares it to a forest. The Chacham hold they are all only aser midei rabbanan. The Gemara mentions three important leniencies when it comes to sprinkling water on the dirt floor. Amemer shara zilcha b'mechayza. Amemer allowed the sprinkling of the floors of mechayza. The isra of sprinkling water on the dirt floor is out of a concern dilma asi lashvi gumis. You may come to even out holes in the ground. Mechayza had stone floors that do not have holes, and this concern obviously does not apply. Reichitz pan of bezabezu, yada bezabezu, raglav bezabezu. A person may wash different parts of his body or dishes in different parts of the house, and the water that spills will serve the purpose of keeping the dirt down. Since we hold like Reb Shimon that davar she'ein miskaven is mutter, you can even sprinkle water on the floor because even though it might even out holes in the floor, that is not your intention. We proceed with the next Mishnah. Hatoylish mi'atzitz nakiv chayiv v'she'ein nakiv pater. If a person picks a plant from a flower pot with a hole in it, the Tanakhama says he is chayiv for koitzer, detaching from the ground, as Rashi explains. It's considered to be mechubar lekarka, attached to the ground, because it draws nourishment from the ground through the hole. Rashi adds, even if the hole is on the side. Of course, if it has no hole, it is not considered to be mechubar lekarka. Reb Shimon holds that he is potter in both cases, because even a atzitz nakav of a flower pot with a hole in it is not considered mechubar lekarka. However, Reb Shimon makes one exception regarding hechsher zroyim. The contents of an atzitz nakiv cannot become susceptible to tumah because they are considered to be attached to the ground. The Gemara explains, it is only regarding this halacha that Reb Shimon considers it attached to the ground because hatayr ribsa tahara etzel zroyim. The Torah goes out of its way to apply tahara to seeds that are not yet mukshur l'kabel tumah. B'li minei ahu saba mireb zera. A certain elder raises the question of whether Reb Shimon would even consider an atzitz nakiv to be detached from the ground if shoyrish keneged nakiv, there are roots right by the hole. While Reb Zera did not have an answer to the question, He did say that if the hole is so big that the pot would not be considered kli regarding tumah, and the hole was so low on the pot that it cannot hold a revius of liquid, even Reb Shimon would agree that the contents of the pot are considered to be attached to the ground, because as Rashi says, does Sula have a kli? It's as if there is no kli. This discussion supports Rashi's comment in the Mishnah that an atzis nakev is even with the hole on the side. Amar Rava, chamesh midos bekli cheres. Once we are discussing pots with holes, the Gemara lists five types of holes in earthenware vessels and what the halachic implications are of each. Nikiv kemoitzi mashka. If the hole is big enough for water to leak from it, it would not be considered a usable shard, but a complete kli with such a hole is still considered intact. Nikiv bekoinis mashka. A hole big enough to allow water to enter the kli would make the kli invalid for the preparation of the paraduma ashes, which need to be mixed with water in the kli, but we consider it a atzitz she'ena nakev, closed, in that plants growing in it are still considered to be detached from the ground. Nikiv kesherish kad. If the hole can fit a small root, it's considered a atzitz nakev, and any plant growing in it is considered attached to the ground, but the kli itself can still become tamei because it is a functional kli. Nikiv kemoitzi zeisim. If the hole is big enough that olives would fall through it, we no longer consider the kli a usable utensil, and it cannot become tummy unless you designate it to be used for larger fruits like pomegranates. Nikiv kemoitzi rimoinim. If the hole is so big that even pomegranates would fall through, the kli is tar. However, it can still protect its contents from becoming tummy in an oil hames, a room with a dead body, if it is mukiv tzamid pasul, sealed properly. If, however, the hole is so big that it covers the majority of the kli, it does protect its contents from tumas ba'oil hames.